Good morning. Sorry for being late, but I was working on the convention. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, welcome back to the fifth day of the fifth session of the Working Group on Strengthening the Biological Weapons Convention. As with yesterday's session, this is a public meeting being held in an in-person format in accordance with the regular practice under the convention. It will also be broadcast live on the UN Web TV. In accordance with the schedule agreed at the first session of the Working Group in March 2023, today we are scheduled to discuss measures on organizational, institutional, and financial arrangements. As with the other topics we have discussed this week, we will first allow some time to those state parties which have submitted working papers on this topic. I will also provide some time for the friends of the chair on this topic to make some remarks. My friends of the chair on organizational, institutional, and financial arrangements were Mr. Daisuke Nakamioka of Japan, I hope I pronounced it right, Mr. Ushan Ahmed of Pakistan, and Mr. Hassan Umarov of Kazakhstan. They have been working hard, having consultations with many delegations, so we will listen to their remarks with interest shortly. So, our time today for this topic is limited, and I will therefore not take much time with my introductory remarks, only to note that this is a very important topic. I have mentioned on several occasions that we cannot ignore the organizational, institutional, and financial aspects of proposals made under other topics, and I would strongly urge all delegations to consider these aspects at an early stage in the development of proposals. As has been said frequently, every proposal has a price tag and strengthening the convention, which is the overall objective of this working group, cannot be cost-free. All state parties must accept the fact that if they truly want to strengthen this convention, they will have to dedicate more resources to it and should prepare according by coordinating with their financial authorities as necessary. While I appreciate that we are always struggling with limited budgets, the amounts dedicated to this convention are not commensurate with its importance, and I call state parties, if you are truly committed to strengthening the convention, to therefore provide it with adequate resources. The same also applies in terms of human resources. Although we have to first agree amongst ourselves on the tasks and mandates of the mechanisms, it's clear that servicing them will require additional staff in the implementation support unit. If we do not provide adequate resources, both human and financial, we will be setting the mechanisms up for failure. So, I would now like to give the floor to the first to state parties with working papers on this topic. We have received three working papers specifically on this topic. WP1 from the United States, co-sponsored by Australia, Bulgaria, Germany, Slovenia, Sweden and the United Kingdom, and WP4 and WP5 submitted by Kazakhstan. Therefore, I would like to pass the floor to the United States to introduce its working paper. You have the floor.